Well, praise God, this is Minister Leonard Lucas III. It's a wonderful day to be alive. Today is Saturday, July 15th, and you're on 10 Minutes with Minister LL3. I'm telling you, what God is doing is so amazing. And I know I say that sometimes every day, but I want you to understand and recognize the power of God. God is all-powerful. And not only that, even though he's all-powerful, yet he's still loving. What kind of God is that? That he's all powerful, but he's still all loving. That he has all the power in the world. He can kill us at any time for disobeying him. But it's his love and his grace and his compassion that loves us so much. His grace that is he's so long-suffering. That even when we go through problems, even when we do stuff that's against his will, he still loves us. It's amazing to even try to understand what God is doing. It's mind-baffling because we don't understand, because he's moving, his spirit is moving, his thoughts are moving on a level that's way surpassed or way greater than our own thoughts. And so to understand the complexities of God's nature will possibly even baffle you or even kill you for even thinking about how complex God is. But what God wanted us to do as kingdom believers is to know him on a greater level. Not to know about the complexities of his nature, but to know him in the context of our relationship to him. And so, as you're going throughout your Christian walk, your responsibility to your Father is to have a relationship with him. That's one of the main important things you should have with God, is that you have a true, authentic relationship with him. To know him, to speak to him, or to be able to converse with him, be able to say, you know what, Father God, I just want to tell you I love you. I just want to thank you for what you've done in my life. I just want to thank you for what you've done in my family life. I want to thank you for how you are moving in my life, how you changed my life for the better. I want to thank you for the relationship. I want to thank you for watching over and safeguarding my children. I want to thank you for saving me. How many know that it is so crazy that God saved us out of our own foolishness, out of our own mindset, out of our own past traditions? How many know that we were doing all kind of crazy things? How many know we were looking at horoscopes? How many know we were doing all kind of crazy things that were passed down generationally from our parents and our grandparents that didn't make any sense, but because my grandfather or my grandmother or my great-grandmother did it and my mother did it, well, I thought it was I was supposed to do it. And if I didn't do it, there was going to be consequences. My child would die or something crazy like that would happen. See, when we were taught these things and it was passed down to us, and because we seen an example, even though it may not have been a good example, we followed the example. But when Jesus Christ and his spirit came into your life and filled you up, you realized and believed and found the truth. And as you begin to accept truth, you begin to see all those things that you were taught through a philosophical mindset, through a traditional mindset, through all these different mindsets, through all these different states of mind, was actually false. That your parents or your family members or your friends that taught you, if this happened, you know, you hear some of the traditions of step on a crack, you break your mama back, all these different things that you heard, all those different things that you seen or witnessed throughout your family life, you begin to peel back all those things and realize, you know what, none of that stuff was true. That it was only just a state of mind to keep you suppressed, to keep you in a state of mind, or to keep you down, to keep you scared. But when you witness truth, when you found truth, when you witness the true hand of God and how God moved in your life, you realize truth for yourself, and you realize you didn't have to be afraid. That you have a God that covers you, safeguards you, protects you. And no matter what you go through in life, you have a God that's always there. The Bible says your Father will never leave you nor forsake you. I believe the man of God, David, said, "Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil." You may go through a path in your life where there is evil. You may go through a path in your life where it feels like you will never get out of the situation. But understand, yea, that you're in your down point. Yea, that you're in the depths and you feel like you don't get out. Guess what? Your God is right there with you. He sees you. He understands what you're going through. He understands your problems. He sees what's happening in your life. And I want you to understand, even though you may be in that season, That's a season where you're going to receive a sweet harvest, where the fruit that you're going to produce will give you joy. It's something to have a harvest and it doesn't give you joy. You can produce a lot of fruit and it can be sour. But to walk into a season where your fruits that you're producing is producing a sweet harvest where you can enjoy it, that's a greater understanding, and that's a great moment to walk into. Because when you get into an aspect of life where you can enjoy life and you can enjoy what God has done for you, and you can enjoy the goodness of God, and don't have to worry about what's happening next, don't have to worry about your finances, don't have to worry about your children, don't have to worry about your husband, but you can truly enjoy the goodness of God, then you can do what God has designed for your life. What I'm talking about? I'm talking about you moving in your assignment. See, God has given you an assignment. He has given you a kingdom work. Because you are a believer and because you have a relationship with God, one of the main things he does is give you the ability to be equipped, which means that God grows you up. And as he begins to grow you up step by step, he begins to require more tasks of you. So as he begins to require more from you, then you walk into the governmental authority of God. And that's what the purpose and the plan that he always wanted for you to walk into. He wanted you to be into the governmental authority of his kingdom, being able to do things, walk on assignment, and being able to deliver people from the handiwork of the enemy. How many know that's people that are still bound in their own foolishness, still bound in their own traditional mindset, still bound in their own sins, and they can't come out? Even, you know, a lot of people say, I'm going to always have this sin with me. I'm going to always have this problem with me. I can't come out of this situation. That's a lie from the pits of hell. They need to understand that they will come out and they shall come out. And God will use you as a kingdom vessel to get people out of their state. And so in this season, understand who you are. I may have said this once or twice in some of the other podcasts, understand who you are. But it's very powerful to know the power that you have. When Jesus founded the New Testament church using the apostles as the foundation, what he did is he equipped them to have power to drive out demons. He equipped them to heal the sick. He equipped them to raise the dead. And God has given you that same power. No, it's not about any other powerful prophet or apostle, and they do have many of those all across the world. But how many of you know that you have the same power that they have? There's no such thing as being a superstar in Christ. There's no one who is a superstar, even though we put men of God on pedestals like they are superstars. But God has given you the same power. Now you have to understand there's a level of consecration that you have to do to receive that power. And how you dedicate yourself to Christ and be dedicated and be more mature and consecrate, he will fill you up with more newness of his spirit. And so that means he will give you more power to operate. As you begin to operate in miracles, the miracles shall be greater. And so that's what I'm believing for you today in this season. That as you begin to operate on your faith and use your faith, that miracles shall begin in people's lives, that people shall be healed, that people shall be delivered, that people shall be saved and set free. What he will cause out of your works of your hands, out of the works of your flesh, through God guiding you through a spiritual consciousness and through a spiritual understanding, you should be able to have your hands be used by the handiwork of God. And as you use your hands to place it on people to save them, set free, deliver and heal them, your hands will be a tool that is used as the sovereign authority and power of God. So in this season, God is doing it for you. He's doing some great things for you. He's moving you into a new destiny with a new assignment. And as you begin to receive this new destiny, new life will be poured into you. So I thank God for you on today. I thank God for what he's doing in your life. There's many miracles. There's many healing that's going to be moved throughout your hands. And I'm just here to encourage you today because you are very powerful. You're very powerful. You're a powerful person in Christ. And it is a blessing to know you on today. I thank all of our listeners for listening on today on this Saturday, July 15th. We thank God for you. We pray for you every day, and we want to see you tomorrow. Prophetess Francina Norman will be with us at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. It's going to be a powerful time in the Lord. So join us there as we welcome Prophetess Francina Norman. You have a wonderful, blessed weekend. We'll see you again. 10 minutes with Minister LL3 on Monday morning, July 17th. God bless you. We love you. And remember, before I sign off, with God, you're always empowered.